Hello and welcome back to the Sammy and the Steen Main Mammoth Podcast. I am the Steen and here is Sammy.
And here we are, right back to it with the number one Main Mammoth Podcast in the world.
That is true. Now, we said on the last pod, a little 6-minute pod, I know you all enjoyed it, that we're going to keep this rolling. And we're going to keep it rolling. Did you
just have sex? We sure are. I mean, we're going downhill at this point. Things are picking up steam, so you all just be on your toes.
Picking up steam or picking us steam?
I said steam.
And I say steam. All right. First topic of the night. We're just going to talk about random topics and see how it goes. Sam has the first topic of the night that he wants to bring up.
First one I'm curious about at this point in time is 300,000 people have agreed to rush Area 51 in the coming months. Have you heard much about this?
I have not heard anything about this. This is actually very interesting. What's happening here?
Yeah, so there's a Facebook petition going out right now that is people just wanting to see the aliens, apparently.
What aliens?
What if they don't exist?
I don't know. I think it's kind of driven by the Stranger Things phenomenon currently.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a following right now that is looking to do that. And I think they're getting mowed down.
Who's mowing them down? Like the government?
The last person So in January, the last person. The last person that trespassed on Area 51 property was shot.
No way.
Oh yeah.
I played Roswell in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, and I absolutely shredded it. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think that's relevant to this at all.
Well, that's what it is. Area 51. It was in Tony
Hawk.
Yeah,
I know. All
right, well,
I don't think there's going to be much skateboarding.
You know what? Honestly, let's go back to a better conversation.
Yeah, let's go.
No. We're going to stick with... No. We're going to go back to the basics of this. Oh, do you believe in aliens?
I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do you think Area 51 has aliens?
Yeah, I think they're hiding some shit.
Really? Oh, wow. I think it's such a hoax. Oh, all right, now I believe there's aliens and that they've never come to Earth. They're so far away that we've never seen them. Or they've never seen us.
You both agree that there's an alien down there.
Absolutely. Lulu, you want to join into the convo? We got a special guest on the pod today.
Who is actually from another...
Named... Lulu. Lulu, you want to get involved?
Maybe.
Come sit next to the Steen.
Yeah, you got to get over here.
Uncle Steen. Come sit on Uncle Steen.
We're not going to go with Uncle Steen. We're going to just go with the Steen. That's what I go by. And
like
your
Steen
thoughts.
Better.
Do aliens exist?
Yes. Definitely.
Continue. Elaborate.
Because I feel like it would be silly to think that we are the only beings in this solar system.
Yeah, 100%.
But do you think they've ever come to Earth?
This solar system, but all of this.
Maybe. I can't say. I think I've seen ghosts, so I don't know if that counts.
That is a whole new episode. Tune in to episode 16 for ghosts. But... Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. Do you think aliens are housed there?
Well, I live in a box, and this is the first time ever hearing of this, so...
We're not talking about your box.
If I want to be optimistic in thinking that there are aliens on this planet right now, then maybe. But if I know America to be what it is, then it's a hoax.
Wow. America's a hoax. Sammy, thoughts?
Yeah, she's an idiot.
It sounds like if we were to...
Who doesn't know what's up?
It sounds like if we were... Okay.
Excuse me. Jesus.
Well, I don't know what...
Yeah, keep fake giving me the mic here. I
can
think...
hear Nick peeing. Go.
I think we have a lot more technology and information than we give off to the public. So I understand why these people are trying to kind of.
There's 300,000 people storming Area 51 in New Mexico.
Oh, there's like a strategic like
trying to see
plan.
The aliens.
This is
why we start talking about this.
How many people join cults every year?
Yeah.
Good question.
I don't
probably know. Probably more than 300,000.
Oh, what?
Every year?
300
in the world?
In the United States? Oh,
no.
Or world.
In the world.
We going worldwide now. Shiza.
I don't know what's picking up on the. Anyway, I really think that Area 51 is a total hoax.
Same. Yeah,
no.
Dude,
oh, we got a new.
No.
You want a new person on the pod?
Guest.
Please introduce yourself.
Spade.
I'm Sade. Sade. All right, All right, we got Sade on the pod as well. In addition to Lulu, this is a star-studded pod. Sade, your thoughts on if aliens exist, and if they do, are they in Area 51?
I think it's really short-sighted to think that there isn't another life form.
Yep.
Not just in this solar system, but in the many solar systems.
Throwing down knowledge.
Area 51, though?
Hoax.
So, at 3-1 on the hoax, Sammy, your thoughts, because you're getting smoked right now in the Area 51.
Yeah, I'm going to take odds on this one, and I'm going to make out like a bandit.
What are the odds, Sam?
Yeah, what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Roughly 3-1.
Oh, nice.
Roughly.
All right, what are the
odds? All right, when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to have a new topic for you.
Awesome.
All right.
Commencement speech.
And we're back. Topic number two. Hangover cures. Very random from aliens in the previous segment. But we're going to go with it. Personally for me, and I don't get that hungover. It really is a humble brag. But I'm just going to say, I have a very specific routine. Number one, get a lot of sleep. It doesn't matter what you drink the night before. Get a lot of sleep. First thing you do when you wake up, take a schnitz. Absolutely. Second thing.
Schnitzel.
Second thing. Eat as much as you can.
You have a terrible hangover, girl.
Eat as much food as you can. Third thing, second schnitz of the morning. Fourth thing, take a shower. Fifth thing, live your life because you're feeling great. We got Lulu with her hangover cure. Here we are.
I'm going to go with the complete opposite. I'm going to go with you drink a ton of water. Bill, I mean. All right. You drink a ton of water before bed, and then you wake up, you don't eat, you work out, go for like a 3-mile run, you sweat it out. You come back from the run, you drink a mimosa.
What?
And then you are at least 85% of yourself.
Just start.
That is my hangover cure.
Okay. And now we welcome on the new edition, unless... Do you want to go now?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, never mind. We got Sammy, the original, back on for his hangover cure. What is it?
I want a whole process in the morning.
Obviously, a lot of water, but sometimes that's easier said than done. Pop an edible really early in the morning. A little bit of laughter in the background, but you hit that thing hard at 6 a.m. and then you sleep it off for a little while. Wake up, you're feeling fresh.
All right.
Wow.
And now we have another guest star. It's really star-studded. This is a third newest member tonight. This is Hot Dog with her hangover cure.
So I start the night before when you're drinking.
Oh.
And I'm big into the The Steens.
I don't know who Evan is.
I have fondly adopted Steen's method of the Hammond Fade.
Ooh, haven't talked about the Hammond Fade.
I love the Hammond Fade. So the Hammond Fade, you get really drunk really fast, and then you just fade it out.
No, that's not acceptable.
Yep, and you kind of stop drinking early on. And
first one drunk. That's not a first one drunk, then fade.
Hammond Fade.
We know what the Hammond Fade is.
Well, but the listeners don't.
Yeah, that's called being responsible. That's not a...
No.
The ham part is irresponsible.
Being the first one drunk is not normal. Okay.
I would like to say that I did a good job of this on the Steen's birthday this year.
Very ham.
So much fade.
I was very appreciative of it.
But in the event of the very ham and not so much fade, I do like to pull the trigger when necessary. That is a very crucial step, is getting the trigger pulled early on, and then you will feel much better. In the morning, I'm big on, I cannot sleep in, so typically wake up, drink some coffee, do the bathroom business, and then I'm good for an afternoon nap.
Wow.
And that's...
Hot dog nailed it.
This is interesting. I think this is a very interesting topic. I hope the listeners agree. We're going back. What's your name again? I don't even know.
Brunswick.
Introduce yourself again.
I don't know.
No, it's
Brunswick.
Do I really have to hold this?
Nash Power.
What do you mean? Do you have to hold it?
So mine, I guess I wake up around 6, eat like four leaves. Eat four leaves.
Of what?
Four leaves.
Of?
Go back to bed.
Four ibuprofen.
Leaves? Yep.
Four leaves.
Maybe like a couple hundred milligrams of a leaf. Go back to bed. Then at about 8, I wake up, touch my partner, and hope that maybe I can release some endorphins that way.
Hey, this is a family podcast.
Hopefully it's a consent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I try to get the permission to, like, go a little bit further there.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last time
and then,
we have him on the pod.
And then if it gets dirty enough, I'll take a shower.
Whoa. What is happening here?
Turn sexual.
Well, that's my, that is, I mean, that is my, that's my, yeah, that's my hangover cure. Four leaves and some sex. That's my hangover cure.
Okay. Well, that's what we think.
That was an aggressively horny turn to this.
It's not horny at all.
Oh, it was horny. It's the hangover hornies, and that's a real thing that we could maybe talk about at another time.
Oh, hangover hornies after the break. And we're back. New topic. Topic number 3. Of the night, the pod, absolutely not related whatsoever. We're going to talk about when your doctor asks how many drinks you have per week or month. What do they ask?
I think they ask per week.
They ask per week. What do you say? For me, last time I went to the doctor, which was like a year ago, I was like, I don't drink at all during the week, but then I drink a ton on the weekend.
Were you honest?
And I was being honest. And he was like, that's binge drinking. And I was like, yep. And I was like, yeah, I mean, the college thing's still going. He's like, well, how many drinks do you have in a night? I'm like, I don't know, like 8 to 10. And he was like, that's not good. Lulu. Your
it's
thoughts.
10 on a weekend night?
Yeah. Your
so,
thoughts.
So, I guess my thoughts for the...
Is there a third topic on the night?
drinks per week? I feel like they were categorized by 0 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, or 6 and above. And I would always feel pretty guilty about pressing 6 and above because, let's be honest, I drink at least 2 to 3 a night. So therefore, that averages to at least 14 a week.
Oh.
So therefore, I fall in the latter category. But when I'm filling it out, I'm like, yeah, sure, 3 to 6 per week. But that's a full-blown lie.
Wow, but you lie to your doctor.
I mean, maybe it's more like 2 a week.
You lie to your doctor.
I mean, 2 a night. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So that's still 14.
Yeah, that was the under you gave for the crowd, by the way.
Either way.
Wow. Yikes.
Either way, I definitely fall in a category that would be terrifying to my doctor, but then I still lie. But the person that you want to lie the least to in your life is probably your doctor, right? Like, you want to tell them the truth. That's true.
Well, they don't care whether you
They don't care. You they you just right. depend they on them for you to be
you
healthy.
Have to be honest.
So therefore, you should be honest.
Right. You just get a lecture.
I got a lecture. I actually didn't get a lecture because I lied. I just avoided the lecture. Anyways, to Sammy.
Real quick, this is Steen again. I'm just saying that I did get a lecture, and he was like, I think you might have a problem. I'm like, I definitely don't.
Definitely.
I just drink a lot on the weekend. That's normal. Everyone does that. You're kind of a loser if you don't. Sammy.
Two complicated answers that didn't need to be. All you need to do is just lie and say 5
no!
right off the
don't
bat.
Don't lie to your doctor, dude. That's
don't
bad.
Lie to your doctor.
Why, they don't care.
Right,
what
they don't
you
care.
Cancer?
Yeah.
I
from
might.
Alcohol poisoning in your...
Or skin.
From alcohol poisoning.
I don't think that's a funny topic in either way.
We're laughing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you have a great night, and
Wait,
we'll be back.
You didn't even answer the question. You just said just lie? What do you tell them, like 2 drinks a week?
No, I said lie and say 5. I mean, that's a very...
five-hour window?
Office, 5 is still high. Like, 5
You have 5
week?
In a week?
What?
I don't agree with that at all.
That's why I prefaced it with a lie.
How much do you actually have, in your honest opinion?
It depends on the week.
Let's give a range. Quick range. Yeah, a little range.
I don't know. I
a little range or an average here would be
per
nice.
Week. Beverage per week.
I mean, I don't tip, you know, like this week,
I gave
14. This week, well, no, this week I
like
9
today.
I had
That's
a couple
fair.
Other, yeah, like, you know,
I
this is
like
going to skew my average for the week, you know? Like,
give me an average, honest average for the
20.
Week. 20.
Oh, yeah, mine's under that.
Well,
but,
I'm the booziest of the bunch.
But mine,
coming
but
hot.
Mine are typically like binged into one night.
Exactly,
and
which is what you should tell your doctor,
because
he'll tell you
Sunday
it's bad.
Why would I say that? I know it's bad.
Who farted?
I might have.
I didn't. I'd tell you if I did.
I don't think I did, but I could have.
It smells.
Yeah, why do I need to tell my doctor that I, like, binge drink on
because
weekends?
Because
he's asking. He's asking.
He's going to tell me it's bad? Yeah, I fucking know it's bad.
Is it bad? I feel like it's normal.
Yeah, but it's your doctor. He can't. He doesn't have, like... enforcement.
Well, I don't go to. I don't
on,
typically
not,
go to the doctor.
Are you not?
Ever,
are you?
Really.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't.
Yeah,
in a while.
I don't have health insurance.
Okay.
So.
Ooh, well, that's a big kicker. no,
topic.
I haven't had a physical like from a primary fair. Primary fair.
Primary fair. Primary fair man.
A primary fair man. Normally, I go to the ones that are unfair. Hey, how are you?
Secondarily fair.
I like a good doctor who can cheat, you know?
Okay.
Oh, jeez. If you're not going to play the game by the rules, that's my guy.
Yeah, but why are you lying to your doctor?
Yeah, stop lying. Well, he hasn't.
I don't really have a doctor.
But even still, the last time you saw a doctor,
The last time I went to my doctor, which was a pediatrician,
You're 30.
So you're 17 years old.
Yeah, well, it was probably around that. I had poison ivy on my junk. That was the last time.
Let's hear that story.
Well, I got poison ivy on my penis, and it wasn't comfortable.
Wasn't comfortable.
Right. You know, and the reason it was like 50-50. The reason I liked it is because I had a reason to have my hand on my junk.
Okay.
Was she an attractive nurse?
Oh, no. It was a guy.
Cool. Have you ever gotten a boner in front of a nurse?
No.
Ooh, or a doctor.
I have not.
I know someone. One of my good buddies has.
Oh, let's hear the story. Pass.
Well, we've gotten off topic this right now. Fine. But
oh, he got off too?
Okay. Topic.
Well, no, it's just I Lulu being a female, I don't really know these circumstances, but for a male going to the doctors and say a very attractive nurse comes in.
Yes.
And they're feeling for, you know, the standard the daily checkup, if you will. And so therefore they're touching around areas, and say a 28-year-old gets a boner in the middle of a checkup with like a nurse that's probably younger than you, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Are you going to feel awkward, or are you going to just feel like it's natural because it is a doctor's office? You're going to feel awkward? Because my friend didn't. He was just like, yeah, no, this is like human nature. This happens. He did not care at all.
Oh, yeah, well.
And you want to have an opinion on this stain? Okay.
Yeah. Stain like has an opinion, and Sammy will, and then we'll end the pod there. I will say I think it is absolutely
awkward
for sure. But being said doctor.
Nurse.
Oh, wait, I would think. You're the doctor. You know that, right?
I would say that they probably get that. I would say they get it a decent amount. Yeah, so they probably. They probably don't think it's that weird.
Yeah.
But you should probably feel a little uncomfortable in that situation.
Why? Human body.
Yeah, well, you should have a little more control. Honestly, it's a sterile environment. Nothing should be turning you on there.
Except for the hot nurse who's touching your penis.
You gotta be outrageously hot for that, in my opinion, Sammy.
Or maybe the guy has outrageously good blood flow.
Morals.
Good blood flow.
Sammy.
Here's my issue with this. Hold on, some breaking news. Okay, gotta handle that in my brain real quick.
I wonder if that picked it up. I hope it didn't.
So here's my issue with this situation. I would say the maximum that they're in contact is 3 seconds. I really don't think you have the right to be getting rock hard in 3 seconds in this circumstance.
I agree.
Okay, blah, blah.
So
that's weird.
Either you're revved up to start with and just, I don't know, you're ready to go. Yeah, and then
should you feel embarrassed is the question, really.
Yeah. No.
I say yes.
I say no.
Oh, 100% yes.
Wow, 2-1, the two guys with actual penises say yes.
Well, Lulu, with her friend as a actual person that went through it, was not embarrassed.
Sounds like the two guys who actually go through it think it's weird.
You don't
two against
through.
One wins. All right. That's the Sammy and the Steen way. And I think we'll end it there. Unless you guys have any final thoughts that you want to get out. I think we'll get it out on the next pod. Any thoughts? Last chance? All right. And that's all she wrote. You seem like you want to say something.
Thank you for coming on. We've truly enjoyed having you listen.
I agree. Tusks up, Bane sucks.